This is a morning raga. It's called Bhairav. And it is said that Shiva created this raga 5,000 years back. So this is the first raga actually. Very first raga.
Thank you. Wonderful. Really wonderful.
This is the raga.
Thank you so much. Yes. What raga is this?
This is called...
Pradeep, which raga?
Bhairav. This is called raga Bhairav. 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 Yeah. And this is the name of Shiva also, and the name of Shiva, Bhairav. So he created this raga. So it is called Bhairav, raga Bhairav.
Uh-huh. How do you spell that?
B-H-A-I-R-A-V, Bhairav.
Bhairav. Yeah. I would have said it differently. I really appreciate how you say it.
Yeah. Indian is Bhairav.
Yes. I would have said Bhairav.
Bhairava.
Would that have been...
Bhairava,
Bhairav. Thank you. Thank you for telling me how it's pronounced.
Morning.
I appreciate that.
Early morning raga. Yes. 5 till 10.
Early morning raga.
Yeah, very early.
Sounds like early morning raga.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds like the birds singing in the morning. There's some of that in there, particularly with the flute. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move my table a little bit there. Yeah, we need to maybe move the... We need to rearrange how I'm sitting. Hello. No, we'll do it next time. I got Maharaji there. Yeah. It's okay. I want to start the satsang because the people are here. Because Sangha is present. But thank you. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. They're laughing because the dogs just came in. That's why. Anyhow. I feel to wait for you to put your hand up, and we will conduct the entire satsang on your presence. What you feel, what you see, what you question, how you see the changes in your life due to the way that you move in your life. So I'm going to wait and see what that is. Oh my gosh. I've never seen hands go up so fast. Uh-huh. That's really, really good. Thank you. So let us begin with Gabrielle.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. How are you?
Very well.
I'm glad you are.
Yes. I'm always so delighted when I'm in satsang and when I see you. It's always a good day.
For me too, when I see you.
Thank you.
For sure.
Mm.
For sure.
So I have been busy last week with what we talked about last time, listening. My
listening. Hmm.
Yes, we were talking about listening and that I'm not very good at it. So I took it into my...
Wait a minute. I don't think we were talking about that you're not very good at it. I don't remember that part.
I did say I'm not very good at listening to Max, and also in situations where I find it uncomfortable to have to listen because I'm there. So that's...
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
And then you said, just try it. If it's only for 10 minutes.
Gabrielle, did not say try, ever.
No, you said do it.
Okay, that's not in my vocabulary. Try is not in my vocabulary.
Yes.
So either you do.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I did, and sometimes I didn't. So sometimes I did consciously listen. Sometimes I consciously didn't listen, but I'm not going to talk about those times. I made some really interesting experiences with listening in situations I usually might avoid it, like in the morning, public transportation when I go to work. I went into the train and I was ready. Then it was very quiet. So... And then I had a book with me and I started reading, and two women came on the train and they were talking. And usually I would have thought I can't read when there's somebody, you know, it's too much. But this time I just watched those women and they were delighted to see each other. There was such joy in the morning on the way to work. And they were talking, you know, in normal voices, nothing. So I just enjoyed that for a while. And then I read my book. And it was, I'm getting goosebumps while I'm saying that, because it sounds like nothing. But for me, that's huge. So that was delightful.
Well, let me come in for just a second. Mm. What happens when you're listening is that you're receptive. So that takes down control. Go ahead, please.
And there was another situation. That is control.
Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. There was another situation. I had told you about this one colleague that was really unpleasant in her behavior. I think she's a very nice person, but her behavior on the job is just really unpleasant. And she needed a favor from me, and she called me, and I went down and brought her some stuff she needed, and she was delightful. So I was prepared to go and hear whether she starts again with the thing that was so unpleasant with her. There was nothing. She gave me a cookie. Very nice cookie.
Well, again, the idea of control of what you think and what you see and how you see it sets up a stage for a person fulfilling that, even if they're not fulfilling that.
Mm.
Even if they're not fulfilling that, but you set up a stage, not only you, everyone, this is the way it is. You set up a stage of your expectations, and strangely enough, it works out like that. And
yes.
We're disappointed. And we don't listen, and we don't hear. I think hearing's a little different than listening. At least I delineate them in the sense that listening's deeper, like listening to the birds in the morning. You do hear them. But there's a certain kind of leaning in to actually receive in listening. And hearing may not have that. You can hear the train tracks and the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, or you can hear the day or the noise in the neighborhood or whatever. You can hear all of that. But listening has a sort of leaning in quality. And this is where control is. Relaxed. You can still control anytime you want to. Mm. You probably won't want to. Mm. But when you relax control, you're actually enter very much the field of being present. And that's quite different, isn't it? I'm so happy that you had these experiences.
Mm. Yes,
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Go.
So what was very clear after this 1 week is that I'm not done, because this is ongoing now. And there were situations where I was, well, that's a very good distinction. I was hearing things on the train. It's usually in public transportation, because my life is pretty not completely without that kind of disturbance, but not in that amount as you hear sometimes on public transportation. So there were some situations where I was hearing things and not just a no to listening, just a no. And I think I might be able to loosen that from time to time, at least for a minute, to just to see what is it, what's going on there. And
you know, you're going to be in love with freeing up your idea of how it is. And you're going to be, my view, could happen this way, could happen another way, but this is what I see in the experiment that you're conducting, the way that you're moving, is you're relaxing. You're not losing control. You're relaxing control. You're always going to be in control of your life, one way or another, right? And we use control oftentimes in a very sad way because, as you say, we set up a scenario. You understand? We set up a scenario of what we expect and how we see it. And then that's the way it has to be. And then our hearts are full of pain because it is that way. And we see it that way again and again. Okay, so you relax that. And there's a difference in the experience. And as you relax that control, it's almost like you're walking into a different world, isn't it? Like it is. Just on the transportation.
Completely, yes.
So you're going to be so happy with that world. I don't know if you're going to go overjoyed and yeah, like that. But you will be so happy and so at peace with that world because that is the world as it is, not as the world as we expect and demand. And you find out things are not against you as much as you thought. And people are not against you as much as you thought. And you don't have to guard yourself from people as much as you thought. And life presents itself as it is, not as you want it to be or think it should be or think it is. What you think is your world. That's it. I was saying last night, I'm not sure that I finished the sentence because I so often don't finish sentences, go off onto something else. It slipped from me.
Our thoughts create our world.
Our thoughts create our world, and we control them, and we live in a very rigid experience because of it. Oh, what I was going to say is all of spirituality is relaxing thought so that you can see and be in your life as it really is. And what it really is beautiful in so many ways. The world still remains confused and could be called ugly and hard. And yet you're in the space because you're spiritually inclined and ignited. You're in the space where Jesus was saying, be in the world, but not of it. Observe it. Offer your heartful compassion towards it. but also know when to cut it off, because you're not nearly as messy as the world is. And you have not to worry about it at all. At all. Zero. So that's your good fortune. If you want to worry about the world, worry about the world. If you want to control the world, control the world. If you want to think that everybody's against you and nobody's for you and you want to see it that way, that's the way you're going to see it. That, God bless you. May you have a good experience in between somewhere. But it's good to live a life of seeing the world as it really is, at least once in a while. Once you do, I can't imagine that you'll ever want to walk back into the way that you thought about things. And another thing that you bring up, Gabrielle, that I love is that you see your error without just to let it dissolve, just to let it go away so that you can really see. Because the moment you see your error and you start complaining about yourself, then you're in control again and you're just, you know, inundated with, well, I didn't see it that way. What's wrong with me? Now I see it that way. Why did, you know, but just to see and just to hear the women and their joy and to come into your book and not to be disturbed by anything as much as possible. Just not to be disturbed.
Yes.
And things change around you. Yeah, I love it. I'm really glad. Gati para some gati bodhisvaha. Gati.
Indeed.
I'm certain. Yeah, I'm certain if you can continue the, we call it an experiment, but it's really an experience. Mm-hmm. If you can continue, if you will continue the experience of relaxing control, you never lose control. Control is like fear and, you know, all of those and courage and integrity, all of those qualities are there. But they don't have to be in play all of the time. And we don't have to create scenarios around them so that we can suffer fear and anxiety and all of that. We don't have to do it. We just don't have to.
Well, after this week, I can say
there's no question about it. If you do, you choose to. I'm talking to people here as well. Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wanted
to go like that a little.
It's fine. I realized too late. I wanted to say, like, to finish this for me, I have gotten really curious now, especially it's lovely, the situations where it just softened so much and I was part of and not against. It was just I was in the space and everything was fine. That is very nice. And I'm very curious now about the situations where I didn't realize in the situation that I couldn't and wouldn't listen because I had such a judgment and so strong reactions to it. So that is interesting to me to watch those situations and see whether I can soften or whether it's something I just really don't want to listen to. Those things exist. It's possible as well.
He is simply to be present and listen.
Yes.
And sometimes it sounds really like tin in our ears. It's like, you know, because the more that we are just present and non-reactive, well, you have to see what it is
yes.
for yourself. I cannot tell you. You're reaping the benefit of presence.
I'm very grateful for you brought it up last week, and it has taken me just further. I'm very grateful for this opening that is now possible.
Well, I'm always going to bring up something that's going to benefit you. That's the grace blessing of my life.
Because and I couldn't be more grateful. It's wonderful.
Great to be alive, actually. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanti Mai. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Ale. Hey, Ali, I got a sadhana for you. Ready? That's a beautiful flower. Is it a gardenia?
It's a rose.
Oh, it's a rose.
Yeah.
Smells so nice. I have a sadhana for you.
Tell me, please.
Cease judging. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. Can I share?
Oh, please.
Usually in the morning, I listen the Wampo transmission, and I listen every morning because every morning something new is coming out. So this morning and after, I take a walk. And now I am back in Milano and I take a walk in the park I go to Starbucks to have an American coffee. And, so when I was there, because I'm thinking I don't pray anymore from when I start to this Wampo, And so I was there in the Starbucks cafe that is very big here in Milano, and I have my hat in my head, and I start to not cry, but to be in touch, because I was thinking about you that was saying. That from nowhere sometimes it's coming out to be thankful to the life and to, I don't know, remember exactly the words, but so I was so in touch that ping, 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 I was not sobbing, but in touch. So I want to share this. And this, I think, is my way to pray is not with the words, but for me is dancing, singing, listen to you, and breathing. This is my way to be...
Yes, I understand. And I would say, just to add a little spice, you can pray with words once in a while when you feel like it. I wouldn't put them out. I wouldn't put the words in the trash. I would say that can be there too. Huh? And my prayer is my dance and my heart and my life and the rose in front of me and whatever it may be that's fully expressing that exaltation, even if it's soft and like a misty rain or a morning sun. It doesn't have to look like anything, but there's this exaltation, this sense of peace and whatever else. I don't want to frame it because for each person it can be different. But there is an exaltation of heart. There is a, you know, something. Even in seeing the way that bricks are laid in a building, it just becomes. It doesn't become anything, actually. There is no such thing as becoming. It is seen as, for myself, I would say God. For you, I don't know. But there is an extraordinary and simple beauty in what you're experiencing. Now, I would ask you, not to get in your awareness what you think somebody is. Free them out of the prison of your mind. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let them be. Let them be. Let them be. Whatever they are, but as long as you have an idea about it, they will have to be your idea. I love you so much. I don't know what so much means, but it's a lot. I don't know what a lot means. I just know that it resembles in this moment your room, your presence, and the rose. Be the love that you are, Ale, because you are... Yeah, you are. There's another thing here that's really wonderful about not locking people into, and you can be completely correct, but not locking people into the way that you see them. And that is, be careful when people want you to see something that they want you to see. It's kind of like a click, you know? Oh, well, this person is like that. Oh, yeah, I see that. You know, oh, good. It's good that you see it the way that I do. And then there becomes this kind of a strange little togetherness where neither one think for themselves. They just have this opinion, and now it's doubled. Now it's tripled. Now it's quadrupled. Now it's society. Now it's a side. Now it's against. You know, so we don't want that in our lives. We want to free ourselves from those kind of restrictions that bind us into a view, and we relax that view and see it as it is. And it may be in some elements exactly as you see it. It may not. So we give it the freedom to be yes or to be no, or to change. But we see them through our heart. And we understand that everyone is, first off, God, everything, everyone, everything, all. And second, that people are learning And they learn through oftentimes their mistakes. Mistake make better. Mistake make better. And there's another element to this, Ali. If you give, give freely without any strings to your giving, without one thread of it has to be like this if I'm going to give. You just give or don't. Either one is great, but you don't hold to anything or any expectation. If you're a giver, your hands have to be like this. When you're a giver, you are a giver. So your hands have to be like that, not like puppet strings. Yeah, nice conversation. Beautiful room, beautiful woman, even lovely colored chair. The rose has a wonderful fragrance. The morning light is extremely lovely on you. God bless you. Don't let anybody dominate your thoughts. Not Shanti Mai, not anyone else. Namaste.
Namaste.
Love you, Ali.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Shivananda.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, Shivananda.
I'm happy to be with you again.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy to be with you again too.
Yes, it was a long time ago. So many on some beautiful gatherings. And first of one, it was I met live some Sangha members in Starnberg, close to Munich. That was one of the first beautiful experiences. And then I went to a beautiful seminar, Birth into Being, with very deep processes and seeing forward inside me and from the others also, how much possibilities life gives you to change and to open up. And there was so much love. And then the meeting of the Kiva, where from all continents, all over, they come shamans and elders to celebrate life and peace and the earth and come all together. It was such a beautiful energy. And now I came back from Litauen, where I was 1 week with people from all over the world also. It was such a beautiful experience also. Yeah, and then I came back here and to Munich. And yesterday it was beautiful blue sky and like Bavarian sky, like I love it. And then I got a glimpse in the sky, and they started all over making chemtrails. So the airplanes was flying, and I saw how it spreads all this dust all over. And so I got a little bit, okay, why must that be? And then this morning I got up and I saw the sky very much clouded, like milky, like it happened, as I observed, always like this after this. And then I got upset. I really got upset and said, why? I like to leave here. I don't want to be here. And that's so completely the opposite thing I lived before. And then during your talking and speaking, I got the inspiration that perhaps I use this outer, how you say, disappointment, not agreement, instead of looking inside, that there must be something inside, and I project it to the outside to find some guilt or whatever outside. And like you said, don't
really be good where you're going. Where you're going is really good.
Yeah.
Good. Really good. In the world, but not up it. And you could always bless with a Gayatri the pilot in the airplanes that are going over. And this is the world right now. And the beauty is that when you realize that the world is not going to change, in the sense that it's got it, the composting is occurring. So there's change all the time. But that we are of, and bless every soul on earth to be of, and they are of, people are making the choice at this time, yes or no, and all of the implications that come with both, to be either in the world or not of it, in the world but not of it. And we are, in my view, take it or leave it, shifting the consciousness and that it takes time, and that while we are shifting the consciousness, we have the great opportunity to live in the consciousness of be in the world but not of it. And in my view, that's what you are pursuing from within. By what you're saying. Gate, gate, para sam, gate, bodhisvaha. Continue, continue, continue. Go on, go on, go on. Beyond enlightenment, carry on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the chemtrails are the chemtrails, and they're irritating. But, I have the choice to be irritated or not. And I'm going to elevate my view beyond the chemtrails. I'll pray into that smart dust that everyone awaken.
Yeah, that's nice. That's beautiful.
I'll imbue that smart dust with every soul on earth. Awaken, awaken to the realization of, and I leave that blank.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Welcome. Mm. We can use everything.
Mm. Thank you, Shanti Maya. Thank you very much. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you too, and I love your story. I love it. I love it. Carry what you got in all of those places into the rest of your life. Mm. This has been the problem with spirituality, by the way, in the past, is we go to these seminars, we go to these intensives, we go to these things, and they're wonderful while we're there, but they don't do anything when I got. But when you have that wonderful there, take that wonderful into the rest of your life. And then these events will really serve, really serve.
Mm.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Maya. Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome. Bless you too.
Thank you.
Livia.
Namaste, Shanti Maya.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm fine. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I wanted to say thank you from my heart for your reply to my email. And that word, that reality, compassion, came like an arrow into my experience. And it kind of like, poof, the spell was over. And before that, it's been just a lot of chasing, a lot of one thing. Very much you touched upon what you said before with control of the reality and judgment, wanting others to be the way you want them to. This chasing. And then from the chasing to forgiving, to love, but then back to the chasing. And the compassion was the missing ingredient in that, because once that permeated it, there was this allowing, there is this allowing. And honestly, there is freedom.
Yes. Can I change your language? Can I change your language a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. allowing it, relax. We can change it to relaxing. Because when we allow the universe to be like it is, we got this idea that we're allowing something to be as it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you relax your vision so that you can actually see. And what else did you say there? Allowing and... I don't remember. It'll come in. It'll come in as we speak.
Feeling of expansiveness, but I think it's exactly what you say. It was actually this... Now I understand is this relaxation. It's like,
Yes. And the freedom, the word freedom, it's good. But I would change it because you said I could. Right? You said I can change your language or I can at least suggest that you change your language.
Thank you.
We can change the language from a freedom to liberation. And there's a reason for that. Freedom, it sometimes it implies doing what you want, when you want, to whom you want, wherever you want, however you want. The liberation means that the pain is cut. Like you say, the arrow, it went poof when the arrow hit its mark. So I would... You don't have to. I'm just saying, I would skip allowing the universe to be like it is, and just relaxing into as it is. I would skip freedom for the concern of being too unfettered with one's own desires, and to liberation where you really are relaxed. You really are. The ideas have been cut, the chain from your neck has been cut, and you're openly present. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, for me, language is very important. I feel language is of great importance. So go ahead, please. Yes.
Thank you. I think probably that's it. Actually, wanted to touch upon the fact that before I was, there was something about patience in it, but it disappeared. Even that idea of patience disappeared. So that was very interesting. And then what's arising from that is the desire to be more and more with my breath, which is opened actually something else from there, which is, okay, my focus is moving towards awareness and listening. And then I'm feeling the awareness in the breath that I'm breathing. So I'm entering into a place, a territory that is completely new to me. And maybe what I'm bringing besides...
Not new to you at all. Not new to you at... This is ancient.
So.
This has been in you even before birth. And there's something else that you said that I would also change the language. Well... I don't get it either. I'm listening so present that the memory for it is not working. It may come up again. But no, not new at all. This is as old as the grandparents of our solar sun. And this is the laws of the universe. And this is the way of life. And this is the way of realization and seeing with your eyes I would say poetically rooted in your heart. And I would say also the mantra of the day is Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisvaha. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Continue, continue, continue. This is one thing you will not relax, is coming into relaxation. you will go for that and go.
That was actually That was my question. Now what? How do I ground into seeing reality as
No. You don't do that. You don't do that. No. That question is moot. Drop the question. You already know. Okay. And it's not knowing. It's not a knowing like a map. It is like stepping into life every moment. And you will be guided because you are on the trajectory of wisdom. And no, you don't ask how to move forward. Forget that. Moment to moment, you will see. Moment to moment, you see. And I would, doesn't mean that you would, I would cherish these realizations to the point where I would be asking my heart, the intimacy of that wisdom within my heart, to guide me from those. And it's just kind of a feeling of security, which is kind of silly because there isn't any. But there's this kind of intimacy, and that that sort of, you know, beloved, guide me accurately to the self nature and all beings. Well, however you say it, you know, I'm seeing. I want only to keep my eyes open. I would be speaking in the chambers of my heart about being perfectly guided by the light in my heart. That's me. And I'm still very, very fond of it. I'm very fond of speaking into my heart about anything that, mostly about your awakening, actually. It's mostly about your awakening. But there's an intimacy there that nobody but you, no one knows. And your feet are moving in the right direction. That's kind of a statement that's a little askewed. But in Zen, the totality of Chan and Zen, there's a statement that says, when the foot is pointed in the wrong direction at the beginning of the journey, the entire journey is off. And you're exactly on trajectory. God bless you for continuance. Please don't get into these questions. How do I continue? What do I do now? Those are old, useless questions. Of an old useless spirituality. You know exactly how to move forward and exactly how to move inward. And you will be guided by the wisdom in your heart. There's no question about that. Okay?
Thank you.
It's not a how-to anymore. You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
I love your story. What it tells me is people are waking up. That's what today is telling me. People are waking up, and brightly, brilliantly, good. Namaste.
Namaste.
Shanti Mira. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, you have a sadhana. Yeah, you have a sadhana. Stop complaining.
Okay.
Completely. Stop it. Just stop it.
Okay.
Okay, because you'll feel a lot brighter when you do. You will not feel so, in moments, you will not feel so lost. It's a bad habit. and you're a lovely person and you don't need it. So what's up?
What's going to say thank you for your pointers about the thinking and overthinking and anxious thinking and where that leads. And it has helped me to see how I create my own suffering a lot of the time. So I'm finding that
not
really
a lot of the time, all of wait a minute. Not sometimes, all the time. Anytime that you're suffering, Shanti Mira, because I can see when you're not suffering how brilliant and simple and clear you can be. I don't know why you want to create. It's attention getting. That could be part of it. Let's just be realistic here so that we can see things for what they are, because you don't need them. And we're just putting things in the trash. It could be attention getting. You have to really look at this and see the uselessness of it. And then you're as I was saying to Livia, then you're liberated from it. And sometimes it's a really strange thing. We get into an idea, what would I do without it? What would I do without this kind of life? What will happen? But as Livia wanted to know how to move forward, we don't bother with that. We just drop what is unhealthy for us. Unhealthy. And I hear your heart very loud and clear. And your heart is about fed up with the poor me story. You have a brilliant heart that's really shining through all of that, and yet you uphold that, and you uphold it, and you uphold it like it matters to you, and it doesn't matter to you. I think we're talking to a lot of people right now, not just you. Cease to be disappointed in yourself. Cease to think that you can't. Cease to complain about yourself and your life. And you will see in a totally different way. Totally different. It will change dramatically your experience. There is not one letter that you've ever written to me that you haven't had at least one paragraph of complaint. And I have not seen that complaint do you any good. And I am here in your life, perhaps, it depends on you whether I'm in your life or not, to encourage, to bless, to... I'm not your guide. You're your guide. And this is why I'm in your life, is for you to guide yourself out of what holds you like this. I can already see your face is brighter. Well, it was a minute ago. Now it is again. Wait a minute. No. I know what you want. And to cause self-harm by self-negation delays what you want to occur. And my view about what you want to occur is to be I'm going to use the word that I just told Livia not to use. Do you want to be free of it? Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
So let's love each other. I love you, you love you. We'll make it a group love. I don't know if you were told something in your past that you have picked up and agreed with. But I'll tell you this, it's time to I don't believe in letting go. I think that's just a waste of time because it never happens. But relax. I'm really happy to see you crying like this. I'm really happy to see your heart breaking like this. It's a better break. It's a releasing break, where other times it's a compacting break, where it just gets compacted and compacted and compacted and compacted and compacted. And this time in your sadness, I see a release. Yeah, I see anger there too. I understand. Should be like that for some time. That has to have its expression. Has to. But don't hang in there too long, because otherwise it'll choke you to death. Mm-hmm. Let's have a Skype.
Okay.
Let's have a Skype, you and I. Okay, but let's leave it for about, okay, sure, if you want. If you don't want, then we don't do, because Skyping for me is an appointment and a time together that we get something done. I'm not into visits. I don't like Skype visits, actually. I'm not fond of them. I like to be alone. I like to be quiet. I like to do what I like to do. Skype visits are a pain in my neck. But appointments where we're really going to I don't know what we would do, but it would work out well. So you write to me if you want to Skype or not. It's fine if you do. It's fine if you don't.
Huh? I would like that. Thank you. I would like that.
You have a very, very fine and brilliant heart. When you move into it, you won't have to be convinced.
What I wanted to ask was how to be more giving and generous, because I do feel like I'm holding myself back a lot.
You're holding yourself back tremendously, and it doesn't have to do with giving and anything else. It has to do with self-negation. Self-harm by the way you think. And you don't have to be anything. You don't have to be a giver. You don't have to be anything. You only see through the ideas that you create about yourself. And not give them the power that you give them. We're going to get through this. I love you. And I know one thing. You love me.
I do.
Is that right? Yeah, big time. Something that you always say in your letters, how you appreciate how, and this is that heart speaking. This is not the negation speaking. This is the heart speaking. The appreciation, the love, gratitude that you have, that we have this relationship. Me too, by the way. I'm not a soft place to land, usually. I'm a surgeon. So sometimes I'm a soft place to land, but oftentimes we're removing things out of the psyche that are harmful. So that you can be as free as the desire in your heart wants that liberation. Liberation. Freedom and liberation. As long as they mean liberation, you can, the word is fine. Once it means arrogance, it's not fine. I'm free to do what I want, whenever I want, to whomever I want, the way that I want, any time that I want. That's not liberation. That's tying yourself up in knots. So I'm just explaining that. It doesn't have to do with you and I. When are you coming to Teradasacha?
I don't know. Probably not till after India. I'll come to India because that'll be easier to get to. That's
right. Yeah, come to India. Come to India. Receptive. I'm never going to support the idea that you're not all right. Ever. Underneath all that thought, you're perfectly fine.
I know it's true as well, so I want to get out of it too.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, and you will, and you are. Let's not put it in the future with will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shantimira, had you known what I was going to speak of, would you have raised your hand?
Probably not.
I love you with all of my heart.
I love you too.
Through our relationship, we can get you back to the place where you are, rather than the place where you think you are. It does have everything to do with the way that you think. Thinking is not bad, but the way that you think. You be kind to Shanti. You be good to her. You take care of her. Promise? Girl Scouts honor, put that hand up.
Promise.
We have a little work to do. It won't take long. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hey, Peter.
Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
That's an American, only a valid question, and everybody says it's not a valid question, but I want to know how you are. And when I say, how are you? It's like, how are you? How are you, Pio?
I'm very fine, thank you, Shantimai. And I'm very grateful. I want to thank you and Gabrielle too to start this satsang with the listening, which I perceive as a way to live, really. And I have the perception that we dive all the time in a kind of big listening that is happening all the time from life in itself. And I perceive that sometimes as I tune with this big listening, and sometimes I just don't. But even when I don't, it's a good lesson, because it's a good lesson. And I would like to share something that happened related to this during the intensive in Brazil of dance. It was a time of 1 week with a big group. And during the week, one day in the lunchtime, we were coming from a very deep listening to dance, and I needed to be quiet during the lunchtime. So I asked Lucas and some few people, please sit around me, because I just really need to be quiet during the lunchtime. And so they sat around me, and there was a chair with which was still free. And in the middle of this group of 70 people, there was just one woman who had been very challenging for me during the process. And this woman came and asked, may I sit here? And she sat down at the table. So I started thinking, oh my God, I just can't control anything. Oh, of course. And why is she sitting here? And during the lunch, there was a moment that I turned my head to watch her. And I felt something so strong arising, like a compassion, a deep love, without any reason. And I perceived that I was maybe looking at her for the first time. And this was really touching, because I had the perception that love has no reason. There is no reason to love.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just
there. No reason at all. But there's no, hold on. There's no reason to love once you step fully into love. There's a lot of reason to love when you are in duality of hate, dislike, judgment, love. There's a lot of reason to love, because it's a transforming quality. So we learn a lot about it. But once, as you say, once you step into it fully, you don't even know what it is. You don't know where it is. It's not you as a giver. It's not you as a receiver. And there is no reason.
Hmm.
Would you say that's correct?
Yes.
In your experience of that you're. Yeah.
And
go ahead, please.
Yes, what touched me, it was that all these, well, it's not a feeling, but there was no effort. It just happened, just in a turning of my head and watching at her, and my God, how, with no effort. And this is really is wonderful. And I am sure that it comes.
Yeah, love. Go ahead, please.
It comes from you, from the experience of being loved by you, Maria and Lucas and people. But you are the source to me of this comprehension. So I want to thank you. I love you.
I love you too. And the source of my comprehension for this, and absolutely refuse to live a different way, Shanti Mira. Absolutely refuse to live a different way. Only resistance in my life is that I will not live another way.
Yeah.
So the focus in my life for that is Maharaji. And the focus for that in my life is Sangha. And the focus of my life is you. And it's of great importance. And I totally agree with what you say about there's no reason to love, but only Pio, once you step into that energy, fully surrendered, relaxed, and a receptive yes for whatever it means, only then is there no reason. Otherwise, the reasons are plenty.
Yes. Thank you, Shanti.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Hey, Pio, are you going to Brazil again?
I'm going next February.
I want you to get me 2 wrist cuffs like you have on, but in the white theme. I want 2 of them.
Okay.
You bring 2 wrist cuffs back for me. They must be beautiful, and they also must represent something about our relationship and our Sangha and like that. But you bring this back to me, okay?
Okay, sure. Well, first I will meet you. Okay. This November in Italy. I'm
yes.
looking forward to this.
Yes. And I have your mom's lapis.
Oh, on thank you.
Right now.
It's an honor. Thank you.
People absolutely don't understand all the symbolism that goes on. But those who it applies to, they understand fully.
Mm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Love you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, what I see out of today's satsang is awakening. That has to do with Shanti Mira. That has to do with Ali, that has to do with Shimanand, that has to do with Pew, that has to do with you, that has to do with the people here. It's just like almost like a level. I don't like to talk about levels. I don't like it. It's only indicative. It's only an image. It's not for real. It's like there has been a leap. What that leap is, each person knows for themselves. And maybe they don't see it that way. That's perfect as well. Namaste. Can we move to the music? Yes, please.
This melody is based on a raga called Bhairavi. And this is the queen of ragas, and this is also a goddess. It has a Sufi flavor, this melody.